please hold your breath, because by the end of this episode, you will hear all about somebody's suicide. A suicide of a dolphin. Welcome to The Embarrassing Diary. Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Embarrassing Diary. Another day, another drama, another week. After finally 18 episodes, we are going to honor the title of this podcast and we will make an embarrassing episode. I shared this story 2 years ago in a team meeting with my colleagues, and oh my god, to this day I have been hunted down to share this dolphin story again. People see me in the streets and they're like, that is a dolphin story. I have stickers of dolphins, I have artillery of dolphins, I have everything related to the dolphin. So I decided this is the right moment to talk about this very crazy story, because things are about to get really weird. Our story begins in the 1960s, and oh boy, what a freaky period to be alive. We have the Vietnam War, the moon landing, the psychedelic revolution. NASA decided to run a project where they were trying to discover new opportunities on how to communicate with extraterrestrial beings, aka aliens. And what is the best way to find that? By communicating with highly intelligent animals such as dolphins. Now, you might be wondering, did we actually try to speak the language of dolphins? That would be really fascinating. Nope. We actually decided to do what we are always really good at, harassing animals and abusing them by forcing them to learn the English language. But wait, it gets even weirder. NASA decided to create a two-floor house with a sea pool where they placed inside three beautiful dolphins, Peter, Pamela, and Sissy. Of course, there was a coordinator behind this whole process. Her name was Margaret Lovett. She was actually living there and sleeping there for 6 months and interacting with the dolphins. Peter was a naughty little dolphin, but he was also the most vigilant one, and he was really showing signs of progression. He was actually able to learn the alphabet, a few letters of the alphabet, and to imitate them and to say A and B and C in his squeaky dolphin voice.
1, 2, 3.
Now, as you might imagine, these are animals, okay? So animal instincts are in the air. Peter was actually coming of age and he was a really naughty teenager and he had a lot of sexual urges. It is actually something very normal. But they decided to use some unconventional methods to cool him down. They decided to isolate him and put him in a room with Margaret so they could have one-to-one sessions and she could actually show him all the English literature. Walter Whitman, Oscar Wilde, you get the point. Now, despite that fact, he still had sexual urges. And this is where the story gets really messed up. And I will try to keep my cool while describing this. I will really try, though, to keep it cool. So, Peter had a lot of sexual urges that he would vent on Margaret's leg or on her hand. Margaret accepted the challenge and helped him release his urges manually. Am I being fired? What is happening now? Din, 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 din. You get what's happening, right? He was venting on her. She was helping him cool down. Yes, yes. Did I say that loudly? The interesting thing is, like, when they asked her in a documentary, how did she feel about that? She actually said, yeah, it's absolutely fine. I wasn't trying to actually flirt with a dolphin. It was merely because there were a lot of interruptions to our classes and I wanted the best results for everyone. And I don't even understand what's a big deal, why everybody's making it such a big deal. Do we get it? Do we get what she did? She did. You know, we get it. Google it. No, not anymore. No. That's the most you'll get from me today. Okay, there is actually a documentary that you can watch it on BBC. I'm not promoting it, but yeah, that's what she said, okay? Also, it's important to mention that behind this project, there was one specific scientist, Dr. John Lilly, who was one of the first scientists who was able to dissect a dolphin. And when he did that, he realized that the brain of dolphins is equally as big as the brain of humans. And because of that, he ran to the conclusion that, hey, we are actually exactly the same. Without making any proper research, he ran to the conclusion that dolphins and humans probably use the same communication system, which is not the case at all, because the project was not really going well. I mean, yes, Peter was showing some progress. Yes, he was saying some words when Margaret asked him, but that doesn't mean that he was speaking the English language. That merely means that he was imitating the language. And we have seen this in other animals too, such as parrots, such as cats, even dogs. There are plenty of videos online of animals trying to make a few cute human words.
I love you, Mishka. I love you.
I love you. Good girl.
So NASA actually started to push back on the project and said to Dr. John Lilly that if we don't have a concrete result of what's happening in this facility, if we don't see that actually those dolphins can write literature themselves, if they don't write a poem by the end of the month, we're going to shut it down, guys, okay? We need a haiku from those poor creatures. Also, why English? Why, of all the languages, and no offense to English, why we didn't teach Chinese or ancient Greek? Like, that would be much cooler, much of a cooler experiment. That's all I have to say here, okay? English, boring, sorry, not really interested. Apparently, the dolphins were not interested either. So, what John Lilly decided to do? He decided to administer LSD drugs to those poor creatures. I know, it's horrible, right? And you know what happened after that? Nothing. It had zero effect on those animals. Zero. They were not aggressive, they were equally happy, equally playful, etc., etc. So then NASA decided to pull off the plug and stop the project, shut down also the facility, and move Peter to a different facility, to a different lab in Miami. Peter became really depressed, really sad. He actually showed signs of depression. He stopped eating, and as a result, he went to the bottom of the sea and committed suicide. Now, you might be saying, what are you saying, Zoe? This is part of a joke, right? Right? No, actually, it is true. There is even a science called suicidology, and it actually analyzes research such as like this, that yes, some animals are capable to commit suicide, and dolphins specifically are conscious breathers. That means that every breath matters, and they know it. They know that the next second, I must take a breath. That's the reason when years ago, before the experiment, Dr. John Lilly tried to actually put those animals to sleep, they all died because they're conscious breathers. So that essentially means that, yes, Peter committed suicide due to a broken heart. What did Margaret say in all of this? It wasn't sexual on my part. Sensuous, perhaps. It seemed to me that it made the bond closer. Not because of the sexual activity, but because of the lack of having to keep breaking. And that really all it was. I was there to get to know Peter. That was part of Peter. In fact, somewhere she says, I don't want to call him a dolphin. I want to call him Peter because he was one of a kind. Some final thoughts on this whole story. Think about what happened for the next boyfriend of Margaret. Think about it. Like the next boyfriend, husband, whatever, girlfriend, doesn't matter, might have asked her, hey, who was your ex? Oh, you have no idea who my ex was. You can never beat my ex. Well, why? Who was he? The Messiah? No. An influencer? No. A sugar daddy? No. He was a dolphin. I mean, think about it. No amount of money, working out, testosterone can beat being a dolphin. The second thing that I want to say is like, why in this whole story, which is a really crazy story, we actually never try to learn the language of dolphins. And I'm here to represent the rights of the dolphins, because how do we know that our language is superior to theirs? How do we even know it? We don't. We're just assuming that we are better humans, that we are higher intellectually, but we don't even know. In fact, there is a lot of research that indicates that other mammals, big mammals such as whales, they have higher empathy than we have. There was actually a documentary called Blackfish, and it showed exactly that, that the minute that they separated the mother from the baby whale, the mother whale started singing a mourning song of pain, like emotional pain of losing her baby. So after all of this, my afterthought is why actually we focus so much on forcing those poor creatures to learn our not really fascinating language, and why we're not focusing on us learning something from them, and especially being more emotional, intelligent, and more empathetic to each other. That was for today. That was the episode for today. It's been a highly anticipated episode. I'm glad we made it. So if you really liked it, please give a subscribe, share it with a friend. You know how it goes. Oh, and by the way, if you're in Amsterdam, I'm actually going to be in some open mics next month. There are so many talented comedians out there. I am just wowed by so much creativity that is out there. You can come and watch the show. Actually, I'm thinking of making an episode about stand-up comedy. So if you really want me to do that, let me know in the comments, what do you want to hear more about stand-up comedy? And I will do that. So thank you so much for everything. I hope to see you again. And actually, what am I saying? I will see you again because next week we're going to have another episode. See you next time.